Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I am your cosmic guide and host, transmitting to you from the waterfall capital of the world, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And we have to thank this man every single time we do this show because, oh my God, this music is so unbelievably beautiful. You were just hearing Radha Govinda from Patrick Bernard, which is from his album, Chakra Celebration. And you can find out more about his music at patrickbernard.com. We will also be having today our travel guru joining us, Pita Panos from Norway, all the way from Norway. That's what I love about this show, how we have people from all over the world uniting for an hour to bring forth all this amazing content and information that is so needed. So Pita's going to be joining us, where within each broadcast, she will be showcasing a different fabulous destination for soul travel, sacred sites, vortexes, and exploring magical places worldwide. Pita is the owner of spiritualquestjourneys.com, so you'll definitely have to find out more about her by visiting the fabulous website. And we are so delighted to have you guys join us today for this yummy awakening, magical cosmic hour, where we enjoy the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness with amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece you were created to be. Now, this exotic hour, this incredibly fired up exotic hour is brought to you by spiritualquestjourneys.com, where you invest in spiritual travel, you always come back richer, melissazallo.com for a healthier, happier you, and myself, CharlotteSivak.com. So please visit me out at my website for the services that I also offer in soul readings, medical intuition, psychic readings, holographic journeys, transmissions, Akashic records, past, present, future lives, and quantum healing, all the really cool stuff that is out there. And, you know, please visit me at CharlotteSivak.com or drop me an email to set up a time for your session. And we're going to be having some announcements coming up later on in the show with Pita for some of the journeys that we are planning for later on for 2014 and into 2015. So today's fantastic wild card, multi-layered, multi-dimensional lineup for Goddess Alchemy, or we can say a Stargate show, which we actually plan moment to moment, will definitely spark your creativity, infusing all of you with infinite possibilities. And of course, awakening the magical joy of the divine child. So let's just dare to risk living in divine orgasmic ecstasy. I think that's just a really great way to be, don't you? So today, April Fool's Day. Gotta love this day. It is such an interesting folklore about it, where for centuries or thousands of years, there was not a January, February, or a March, apparently. And that the new year always began on April 1st. And so many times people would receive these invitations. And again, we're going back, you know, centuries, thousands of years, to celebrate the new year. And what they would do was they would hand out these invitations to celebrate New Year's Day, which, of course, used to be April Fool's Day, April 1st. And when time, you know, humans had decided to reinvent time and make it, you know, work towards them, instead of being in alignment with the cycles of nature, they added the three extra months, January, February, March, to make up the 12-month calendar. So in the first few years where this month had been added in, people would still send these invitations out for New Year's Day, even though now they had shifted it to January 1st. But because not everybody paid attention to it, they would still play these jokes on each other and do it for April Fool's Day. So whenever someone would show up for their event, they would just say April Fool's. So that is the actual backstory on the whole thing. And I think it's kind of befitting because we have such a cool guest coming on today. I love the name of her website, her show, and the book that she has. We're going to have a conscious, cool chick on today. And it's kind of interesting, and I think it's so cool because clearly it's about us reclaiming our natural alignment, our natural cycles, reclaiming the feminine energies, our inner feminine, balancing our mother energies, and, you know, embracing every aspect of ourselves that we have lost. And so it's kind of amazing that we would do this on April Fool's Day, because we're no longer the fools. We're no longer in the shadow of this. We're at that space now where I love the Fool, and the Fool card in the tarot deck, I think, is one of my favorite cards, because it represents a new life, a new beginning, but also taking that risk and just completely letting go and letting the dice roll and end up how it should be. Because when you truly let go, you truly trust in the unfoldment of the universe, the divine, the unfoldment of the steps, that's when we really step into our power and owning ourselves and becoming absolutely conscious. So it's a really befitting space to be here. And we so look forward to welcoming Molly McCord, who is a best-selling author, astrologer, and modern spiritual teacher with no religious affiliation. Her debut memoir, The Art of the Trapeze, One Woman's Journey to Soaring, Surrendering, and Awakening, hit number one in Amazon's categories within 3 days. Molly released 5 books in 2013. Wow, she's a dynamo, writing dynamo, including her contribution to the best-selling The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, where she was published alongside such luminaries as Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Dr. Bernie Sigal. Now, often referred to as the Conscious Catalyst, Molly's popular website, ConsciousCoolChick.com, was nominated by Internet.com for Best Spiritual Website in 2011. Congratulations, that's amazing. She is a practicing intuitive astrologer who has connected with clients in over 20 countries, and she is the official contributor to Astrology to Happiness and Well-Being magazines. So this is really incredible to invite her onto the show. Again, she is an author, an intuitive astrologer, spiritual teacher. She also has her own radio show as well, too. And we welcome you, Molly. Thank you so much for being here with us, you conscious, cool chick.
Thank you, Charlotte. I'm so happy to be here. I love your show, and it's great to chat with you like this. So thank you.
I love the way the universe brought us together, too, which is just so incredible how these connections happen through social media. And I believe it was Pinterest that how you and I actually ended up meeting, which is so cool. So it shows you, for our listeners, how amazing actually social media is, not just, you know, when you're posting all those crazy pictures of you from last night or whatever, but how you really can make some incredible connections with people and then, you know, meet them into the future. It's really amazing. So thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, it was Pinterest. And I just remember seeing all of your pins and loving every single one. And I was like, I have to meet this woman because I love everything she's sharing. So I am completely on board with you that social media is one of our greatest gifts right now, because we find our like-minded souls.
That's actually how we met Pina too. So this is a real, this ain't no fool's day.
Not at all. Not at all. I love it.
So I have to ask you, I really dig your name. How did you come up with it? Because it's just awesome.
Well, it was interesting. The name of the website came to me as I was meditating and just opening up, especially my crown chakra, because I was at this big transition point in my life where I was ready to share more information, to put myself out there a little bit more. This was back in 2011. And I knew that the topic was consciousness, and I knew I wanted it to be cool. And the word chic came to me as like chic being modern and stylish and relevant. And then it also sounds like chick. And I thought that's such a great way to add a little feminine touch to the energy. And I like alliteration, so all the C's worked great. But the name literally came to me through a meditation, and it just clicked, and I trusted it and ran with it. So yeah, it's great when we're really open to receiving. We get exactly what we're looking for.
Touché. Well, that is fabulous. What a great play on words. I mean, it's amazing. So how, what was the, you said it came to you in a meditation. So how, what were you doing before you stepped into this role with your life? What led you to this space?
I've been involved in the typical business corporate world for a long time. For 15 years, my specialty has been marketing, communications, really being gung-ho, type A person out in the business world. And yet I had this full spiritual side that was alive in me that I loved, and I wanted to be expressing it. And I felt that a blog was the best way to start. And from there, it unfolded where I was able to share more of my astrology information and write-ups. I started doing more sessions with people. I just followed the breadcrumbs, essentially. And I'm sure listeners can relate to that. You know, when you're going out into the world and sharing more of your gifts, you just have to do one thing at a time. And then the momentum builds. And so that's how it started for me. It just started with a simple idea. And a part of me wanted to know all the answers right away. but I had to trust.
No, we don't know
trust and
about
trust.
That.
And, and I had to be patient, which, I hated because I just want to go, go, go. But I've learned so much about, working with people and supporting them on their journey. And I do a lot in my work. I don't have it all on the website because there's some things that I only share with clients in a personal session, but it's been a wonderful way to connect with people and support them on their spiritual journeys.
Oh, how fantastic. And astrology, I find astrology to be so fascinating. I mean, it's not just like, hey, you're a Sagittarius and I'm a Gemini. Let's get together. Yeah, that doesn't work that way. There's just so much more to it. So I've got to ask you, what would be your favorite transit, or do you have a favorite planet?
Oh, I love every planet. maybe that's a cop-out answer, but actually I have found that the more I embrace each transit or each planet, I get more from it. That's not to say it isn't difficult at times, when Saturn is working with us or we're dealing with some big energetic changes. But I found that one of the gifts of astrology is seeing how it opens us up continually to new parts of ourselves. There's always an unfolding. It's always a blossoming and a blooming. And when I look at an astrology chart with a client, for me, it's a portal into their energy. And I get all these different types of insights about their guides or past lives or energies, or I'll smell roses or I'll hear voices. It's like this whole new insight into their energy that I want them to connect to for themselves. So I try and bring that into every session so that people can see that everything is always happening for their highest and best good if they're open to it.
That's amazing. What a great way to put that, or what a great way to showcase it, actually, is what I wanted to say. So it's tell us about your books. My God, you were like a writing dynamo. How did you do 5 in a year? That's crazy. That's amazing.
Well, true confession is that I always have books happening in the works. And so, for example, right now I have more books that are in the works, and I don't know when those will come out, but I'm always writing or contributing to my different books when inspiration hits. And so it happened that I was ready to go and get a lot of stuff out there in 2013. In my numerology, it was a 1 year, so I knew, okay, it's go time. But it was just... The energy supported it, but I also said yes. And I find that that is one of the things that we constantly have to do for ourselves, is to give ourselves our own yes, our own permission, our own, I can do this, I will figure it out. That is how I approached it. And a part of me thought, this is crazy, but I'm just going to take it one step at a time and go for it. So it was throughout the 12 months that each book came out, and it was really satisfying and exciting, but mostly it was just wonderful to give people information that they've been looking for.
Oh, amazing. So, and you said now you got like 9 on the go. Wow. That is amazing. So there must be many different things that you're writing about at once then. Is there, like, do you get like a certain interest and then you sort of write about it, or you just...
Yes, I have all these different areas that I am documenting or writing about. So, for example, I have a book coming out that will be about travel, different destinations that I've experienced and the energies there. And so that book is going to be a travel-focused one. And then I have another one that's all about the book that's out, one of them that's out now, it's called Conscious Messages. And those are all channeled messages that just came through me, and I just trusted them and wrote them out. Another one is about affirmations and working with energy at its root, which means going back into the past life experience and looking at that information. And that small book is a compilation of clients' experiences. So things just come through when they come through. And, you know, the funny thing is, Charlotte, is that it's never my plan. It's never going on my calendar. So I'm just constantly, just constantly trusting it and knowing that, okay, whatever I am putting out there, it's for the best and highest good of all.
Amazing. So for those of you tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Molly McCord from ConsciousCoolChick.com. And she's telling us all about the fabulous books that she's written and how she's like always on the go. So I have to ask you, what do you do in your spare time? Do you get any?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I have to give myself spare time. This week has been very open for me, shall we say. Every time I try to do something, it's not coming through. So I just go for long walks, and I take off the weekends, and I have to have that downtime, because I find that if we don't give that to ourselves, we just can be layering on more energies and not clearing them out. If you know what I mean, Charlotte, it's like we have to have that quiet and that peace and that doing nothingness.
Yeah, that's actually when all the magic really happens, because that's when you get the inspiration and you get the visions and you get the creation. You're like, oh my God, I got to do that too. So it's pretty incredible. And you were saying too that you're having written a book about travel. So tell us a little bit about that. What has been one of your maybe most profound spots that you have traveled to?
Well, for me, I love Europe. So when I go around Europe, I just, there's a lot of stuff I pick up, a lot of reminders about my energies or the energies of a location, the experiences, the feelings, the people I connect with. I remember being on the subway in Paris and sitting across from this albino boy who was so shut down. His energy was just so protected and fearful. And I just remember sitting on that metro and just focusing light into his being and just watching him transition. And I feel like we have made, I don't even know how to describe it other than I feel like one of the gifts of travel is that you get out into the world and you can offer your gifts and work with people and meet friends. And I guess I'm losing my words when I talk about this, but there's something about it that it's just a
clearly
passion
of found.
Yeah. So I just love getting out into the world and finding new energies, new friends, new experiences that are inspiring and really amazing.
Oh, fantastic. So I guess you must travel to Europe a lot then.
I haven't been recently, but I lived there for a few years. In fact, that's what my debut memoir, The Art of Trapeze, is about. It's about how I moved to Paris for graduate school and how a lot of amazing things unfolded for me. It talks about what led up to that experience. And what the book is really about is it's not about a memoir as we know it, but it's more about how our soul is creating experiences to expand our consciousness. And so the book is really about how everything was perfectly created, even if at times our human selves don't see it quite yet.
Amazing. So I'm thinking that one of the things we like to do as a staple for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic is we always like to try to invite our guest to co-create in the moment, like a little activation, a little journey, a little meditation to help with, or to help to assist with the listeners to elevate their consciousness and to really help them expand their vastness. Would you be open to co-creating a little activation with me right now to help everyone elevate their conscious cool side and embrace that part of themselves?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. So let's get everybody listening into a open and ready, open and ready position, into a receiving position. So if you can, just take a quick deep breath, ground yourself. Bringing your focus and awareness for the ladies to your second chakra, which is at your belly button, and of course the gentlemen to your root chakra at the base of your spine. Visualize a tube of light the width of your body going into the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We'll bring everybody into alignment. We'll bring you all into the heart center. And then what we'll do is we'll bring it over to Molly to help to give you that part of the activation. So we invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We also call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary, cosmic, and ascended masters, the archangels, and the Elohim. And we also invoke our mighty I Am presence, inviting the soul extensions and the monad of every divine soul who is listening to this at this time, in this moment, whether it is in this live moment or later on in the archives, should they wish to join us. And taking this beautiful, deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, just give yourself a moment and acknowledge any energies that may be sitting within your field that you no longer, you want to surrender to, want to release anything you may have held on, words, emotions, anything that you may not have expressed fully. And we call forth the violet flame just to flow through your aura, your body, and your hologram. Blazing through, releasing anything that is no longer serving you. Any unnecessary substance or misqualified energies. And just begin to feel the ignition and the incredible energy coming forth as the Divine Mother, the Earth Mother, awakens, sending up the energy frequencies of the beautiful liquid red, vibrant illumination energies through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine. Feel it flowing up, filling up every organ and tissue, down past the blood, down past the plasma, into the subatomic particle levels where there is nothing but space. As you feel the collective energies of the Divine Father coming forward from the rays of our solar sun and the galactic sun of Alcon, bringing forth all the fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries in accordance with your resonance to flow through your crown chakra, igniting and awakening your pituitary and your pineal gland, flowing downwards and into the heart center where it mixes and merges with the incredible, glorious, revitalizing, regenerating energy of the Earth Mother. Feel this incredible sacred union, the awakening of the consciousness of the cosmic and earth kundalini as it flows together, united, through over your stomach, down into your perineum, awakening those master cells, flowing up through your spinal column and into your throat center, where it splits into three different directions, moving over your shoulders, down and out each individual fingertip, working through healing and transmuting any of the energies through your aura, body, and hologram, and feeling the remaining energies rising up like a geyser through your crown chakra, coming forward as a water fountain. Feel this incredible sacred alignment within yourself as you feel the waves of energy allowing you to create heaven on earth. As we bring your focus back into the heart center, of allowing you to embrace your divine masculine and your divine feminine sides. As we turn over and surrender and allow Molly to take it forth from here.
And as you're in this energy and this space, allow greater openings. Allow greater trust. Allow greater release. Allow greater discoveries to shift within you. And imagine your strong, pulsing light shooting up into your crown chakra, up above, into the cosmos as a connected being. And imagine that same energy of light coming down through all aspects of your physical structure into your feet, grounding deep, deep, deep into Gaia and beyond. And imagine it moving through the other side of the planet onto the other direction of the galaxy. And just see yourself as this open tunnel of divine energy, divine light, connected, loved, needed, cherished, respected, valued, in your full energetic state, in your full presence, in all ways, across all timelines, all dimensions of time, and all lifetimes now. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is.
And just taking that deep, clearing breath, we call your mighty I Am presence to spin the inner Merkaba and the outer Merkaba to the left, helping to stabilize and solidify all the energies that have been called forth and anchored at this time. And we also request to transfer these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension. And bringing forth all these incredible energies, helping to anchor you back in. We call in Pan, Archangel Sandalphon, and the Earth Mother. Begin to wiggle your fingers. Your toes, and bring yourself back into the ever-present infinite now. All right, everybody back? Thank you so much for that, Molly.
This is amazing. I love this work that you do, Charlotte, because I really feel it. It's what a gift. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's always just so amazing to co-create in the moment, because you just never know what's going to unfold or what you're able to also open up to with everybody. And of course, we all bring our own gifts, our own abilities, and it's just so amazing how that can help to transcend so many different energies, aspects, shadow, everything, so that we're all really stepping into our highest unlimited potential. So it's incredible the work that you do. Really loving the site. What do you have coming up? What are you planning for now in the next couple of months?
Well, I have some fun things in the works, and especially for any other authors, artists, healers, messengers out there. If you are looking to get your message broadcast it out into the world, but you want to know how to do it in the most effective way and with the highest intentions, I'm offering free online marketing courses. I'm calling them Author Awesomeness. They start here this month in April, and they're offered throughout the year. And they're just designed to help you understand some of the best practices to take, whether you're writing or you're sharing your artwork or you just want your business to grow. I'm taking that 15 years of marketing experience I have and just giving it to people so that you have some direction and guidance. So I'm really excited to share that with people, because it's time for so many of us to really get our messages out there even more.
What a fabulous idea. So people can sign up for that on your website at consciouscoolchick.com.
That's it. Yep. And you'll be on the email list, and I'll send you updates. And all of the classes are going to be online. They're online webinars. If you can't make it live, no worries. You'll get a link to listen. And I'm quite direct. And so I will say, do this, don't do this. But of course, I say that with honor. Unless you really, if you really want to do something, go for it. But I'm just going to share with you what I've learned and what I know. And one of the gifts that I offer is that because I've had years of experience in businesses and corporations, I've had access to their information and resources that the everyday person does not have access to. So I'm just going to share with you what the big guys know so that you can implement it in your life. And that's one of my gifts. That's one of the ways I love to support people right now.
Wow, that is so amazing. We'll definitely have to sign up for that. That sounds like a really incredible opportunity.
And that's a great one. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then you have all those books coming out as well, too. My God, you're just a busy lady.
Busy. I am. I love it, though. I mean, this is my life's work. This is my soul mission. And I'm very clear about that. And I'm excited to be connecting with like-minded people such as yourself, Charlotte, and all the new friends that are coming, because I feel that we're each contributing something really special right now to humanity's evolution by shining our light, by sharing our gifts. And if I can help and support people do that even more, then that gets me fired up and excited.
Oh, awesome, Molly. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm hoping that you're going to be able to still join us as we bring on our fabulous travel guru, Pita Panos, who is joining us live from Norway. Do you have a few minutes to stay with us?
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear what Pita has to say.
Oh, amazing. Pita is from spiritualquestjourneys.com. And Pita, what are you showcasing? What fabulous destination are we going to be hearing about today?
Well, hi, Molly and Charlotte. It's lovely to be here as always. Today, we're going to be looking at the fabulous destination of a woman's journey to Avalon in southern England. But before I start, I must just say, Molly, it's so lovely to hear somebody so in the flow and somebody who's really following their own guidance, because I think that that's so rare these days. So I've really so enjoyed listening to you today.
Thank you so much, Pita. I appreciate that. And likewise, I love hearing about your trips. I listen to Charlotte's show often, so I'm excited to hear about this one.
Well, yay! I'm so glad to be on this side of the mic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have to say that this the trip I'm going to be talking about today really is such a special trip. It is an incredibly magical part of England. I've been fortunate to visit it a number of times. And, you know, it, literally as you arrive in the area, you are just immersed in this magical, incredible energy. And what I always find so amazing is that every time I go there, so many magical things happen. So for those of you that hold magic in your heart, or you quest after land seeping in myths and legends, if you're drawn to King Arthur, the Lady of the Lake, and the Holy Grail, then this journey is definitely for you. So it's a 9-day tour. It's going to be running from the 29th of May to the 6th of June this year. And the journey leader is actually an American lady, Cameron Broughton. She is a massage therapist, a Reiki healer. She's studied shamanism amongst many other modalities. And she has personally guided journeys with her husband for over 12 years. She's such a lovely lady. I've really enjoyed traveling with Cameron and her husband, Glenn, actually. And you know, she's just so much fun to be with, and brings a very heart-centered and passionate approach to the whole experience. On this trip, though, we've actually got two local experts joining as well. We've got Jude Kuravan, she's based in Tintagel, and then Claire Viner in Glastonbury. So it's really nice to kind of meet up with somebody that lives in the area. And you know, the way they share their stories of the myths and legends is always just so exciting. And then we also have a priestess of Avalon, who's going to be leading a ceremony on one of the afternoons at the beautiful goddess temple in Glastonbury. Have you ever been to Glastonbury, Molly? I know you love Europe.
I have not, but I'm intrigued.
Oh, it's fabulous. Okay, so the tour starts and ends in London at Heathrow Airport, and Cameron will literally meet you at the airport and take you through to where the journey starts, which is in Salisbury. So, of course, Salisbury is a lovely area. It's about an hour and a half out of London and well known for the Salisbury Cathedral. And then just out of town, you've got Old Sarum, which is where the old castle and the original cathedral are found. So you visit those. A huge treat on the tour is a private group access into Stonehenge at sunrise. Now, if you've ever been to Stonehenge, you'll know that there are kind of boundary ropes around Stonehenge, and you can walk around, but you really don't get that close to the stones themselves. So on all of my tours, we always arrange a private group access. We generally do it at sunrise because, of course, you have the added benefit of the sunrise, and there you're actually able to go into the stones, touch them, sit in the circle and meditate. So it really is a fantastic experience. There's also the enchanted Dosmary Pool, and that's where you connect with the Lady of the Lake, and then Tintagel. And Tintagel is such a special town. Literally, the whole town is imbued with a sense of the legends of King Arthur. So, very much about the Knights of the Round Table. And you can actually go across the drawbridge to Tintagel Castle, and even go down, a whole lot of steps, and go into Merlin's Cave. So we always time that particular tour to arrive at Tintagel Castle at the right time, so that when you go down to Merlin's Cave, you can get into it, because there's only certain times during the day at low tide when you can actually go into the cave itself. And that's, of course, a very, very special experience. We also visit St. Nectar's Glen, which is a really magical wooded area with a gorgeous waterfall, and they've built a shrine there now, so you can spend a bit of time meditating and just connecting with the elementals. And then we spend 4 nights in Wells, which is an awesome town. It's very centrally located, so during the day, you go and visit the various places like Glastonbury and Bath and what have you. And it's in Glastonbury that Claire Viner will join the group and obviously share stories of the myths and legends of the area. So in Glastonbury itself, you visit the Glastonbury Abbey, which is the birthplace of Christianity in England, the Glastonbury Tor with St. Michael's Tower at the top, and obviously magnificent views of the surrounding hills and what have you. And then you spend some time at the Gardens of Chalice Well. And there's actually a local legend here that the Holy Grail is hidden in the wellhead. Trust me, I've looked. I have not seen it. But apparently it is there. And you are allowed to drink the healing waters of the well. And, you could literally spend a whole day in the gardens. They're so beautiful. And there are many little nooks and crannies that you can get some alone time and do meditation and what have you. Also a fabulous shop. And speaking of shops, you've got the entire high street of Glastonbury, which is full of esoteric shops. And great bookshops and what have you. So there's definitely enough free time to spend some time shopping in Glastonbury as well as Wells, because that's such a quaint little English town. And so one definitely needs a little bit of time to wander around and explore there. And then on the last day of the tour, you visit Bath. And there you have the opportunity of obviously seeing the town, but you can also get some of the therapeutic treatments, visit the baths themselves, or just take in the ambience of the town. Again, a wonderful, very old traditional English town, and definitely a very beautiful and scenic as well. So lots of photo ops there for sure. So the journey itself is very well priced at £1,895. That's Great British pounds, which if you convert to US dollars is around 3,000 US, and that's for the 9-day tour. So if you're looking for some more information on that, please visit spiritualquestjourneys.com, or you can contact me. My email address is peter@spiritualquestjourneys.com. And always remember that when you invest in spiritual travel, you always get back richer. Charlotte, at the beginning of the program, was mentioning some announcements that we had. So really just to bring to your attention that we've got a great journey to Egypt with Charlotte as the journey leader. That's going to be in December this year. We are going to be running Sedona again. Charlotte and I will be running that journey, and that's going to be in February 2015. We are limiting that to 16 people, so it's booking up fast. If you're interested in Sedona, you want to book on that as soon as possible. And then coming in spring 2015, Charlotte and I will be doing a celebration of Avalon to Southern England, as well as a divine feminine journey to France. So those will be quite close together in spring 2015.
It's some pretty amazing stuff. I'm really looking forward to this. So it's just the magic and the energy and the combined power will be really incredible. So I'm so looking forward to doing this with you, Peter.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say I can't wait to go back to Sedona. And then, you know, the other destinations are also magical in their own way. You know, it's really, you really can't compare them. They're just all incredibly special. And the only thing one can do is just kind of go within and see what's resonating with you and what you're most drawn to at the time. And then please visit spiritualquestjourneys.com and have a look at the magnificent journeys we have on offer and see what your heart wants to do.
Thank you so much, Peter. That is so incredible. Again, Peter from spiritualquestjourneys.com. There are so many incredible opportunities and trips that are coming up. I don't know what people are going to be able to pick. Wish they could come on all of them. But so it's really incredible. And Molly, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your gift and all the incredible things that you do, your books, your talent, and especially, too, you definitely want to go on to her site, consciouscoolchick.com, and to sign up for her newsletter and, of course, find out more about that amazing webinar that she's doing starting in April. So it'll be really fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlotte. I appreciate being here and connecting with you and PETA and everyone else who listens. So thank you, everybody.
Oh, thanks, everybody, for joining us today as we wish you all magical days. And, you know, of course, we can't forget the nights. Full of cosmic ecstasy. So infinite aloha blessings.
A harmonic new octave has arrived. So why not join us on Alternative Tuesdays at 2 p.m. PST for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.